Roger Caron started working at the Groveton paper plant in 1972. Now, he's the last man there.
I don't have many lights on, but...
He was hired by Groveton Acquisitions, LLC, which owns the 107-acre site.
Basically, right now, I'm taking care of the infrastructure of the building.
This is not a small task.
It's 500,000 square feet, so it's close to a 12-acre building.
The rooms are empty and mostly dark. There are only a few hints of its former life. One is a board with the names of the people who in 1999 set a record on the number 5 paper machine. Caron couldn't bring himself to take the sign down.
Right now, it's a little depressing to see the building empty and not the life that it had, you know, because it ran 24 hours a day. It just, you know, hardly ever stopped.
He's hoping somebody will pump new life into the facility. He shares that hope with others, including Pat Garvin. She works at the North Country Council offices in Bethlehem. Garvin had just joined the regional planning group when in 2008, she got the assignment to try and find a new use for the Groveton plant.
We really wanted to look at what's the highest and best use of the site.
By the end of this year, North Country Council will have spent almost $700,000, primarily in federal funds with some help from grants, on the project. Part of the expense was to investigate environmental issues. Some problems were found, but the conclusion was that for an industrial site, it was relatively clean.
Developers are frightened by what they don't know. So what we tried to show them is there weren't unknowns here that they needed to be frightened of.
Then, the Center for Brownfield Studies at the State University of New York was hired to come up with an economic plan. In July 2010, it concluded the greatest asset that Groveton has for manufacturing is its abundant energy. That included wood fiber, biofuels, natural gas, wind, solar, and hydroelectric. It noted other studies are predicting an increasing demand for food that is local, healthy, and grown in an environmentally friendly way. It linked those two things, suggesting controlled environment agriculture. In short, the facility would grow foods mostly inside and sell in the Northeast. Garvin says they would also like the facility to house businesses working with clean technologies and sustainable forestry.
It really has the potential to transform the economy into the next 100, 200 years, just the way paper did in the last 100 years.
The catch is that so far, there have been no investors. The Groveton facility is still on the market. Garvin says something like this will take time.
It's really a blueprint for the future. The standard line, if you will, in developing a brownfield site is it frequently takes 7 to 10 years to fully develop.
She insists it's too early to get pessimistic. Among other things, the Department of Resources and Economic Development is looking for investors. George Bald is the commissioner at DRED.
I'm convinced that there's a good company out there that will make a difference for the Groveton area and provide good jobs, but we've just got to be persistent and not lose our patience.
But an official with Groveton Acquisitions, the owner of the facility, said recently it may be forced to tear down the plant and sell it for scrap if no buyer is found soon. That would mean the money and the effort that went into the project would be chalked up to good intentions and high hopes and keeping consultants employed. Pat Garvin.
You know, we certainly can't tell the private sector what to do, but I think the private sector is pretty smart, and I think that they see that there's some real opportunity here.
Meanwhile, back in Groveton, Roger Caron says he walks 5 or 6 miles some days, checking things out, fixing things up, hoping that one day there'll be new investment and he'll have lots of company. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.